Support is growing for better recognition of Australian South Sea Islanders, many of whom were forcibly removed from their Pacific Islands home in a practice known as blackbirding to work on cane fields and cotton farms. This year marks 150 years since the first Australian South Sea Islanders were brought to Mackay in central Queensland. Descendants of those once referred to as Kanakas today met with the Queensland Multicultural Affairs Minister at the graves of their ancestors at Mackay Cemetery. The graves were unmarked for generations and have only now been given proper recognition. Nance Haxton reports.
They met at Mackay Cemetery, where 114 previously unmarked graves were finally given their proper acknowledgement. Queensland Multicultural Affairs Minister Grace Grace says it was very moving to meet with Australian South Sea Islanders at such a significant site.
They used old sugar sacks, hessian bags, over the headstones, and community members, elders, all progressed then to unveil those tombstones in a very moving ceremony. And today, seeing that for the first time just struck me how valuable it is to, in a way, recognise the history of the Australian South Sea Islanders in this state.
It's shocking to think that those graves have been unmarked for that long.
And marked for a long time, yes, and now they're marked, and it's a great achievement for the local community here in Mackay.
The Minister spoke with Mackay-based descendants of Pacific Islanders forcibly brought to Queensland to work on the cane fields. They are now working towards creating a proper representative group for the descendants of the more than 62,000 islanders who were brought to Australia in the 19th century, many through kidnapping and trickery. There are more than 70,000 Australian South Sea Islanders today, but the group is still not officially recognised and is not directly included in the census. Imelda Davis is one of those descendants, and she says it's time Australia came to terms with its slavery past.
We're going to work towards having some sort of monument or recognition, and hopefully this will lead towards a more prominent inclusion in the education system with the curriculum.
Imelda's grandfather was 12 when he was kidnapped and brought to Australia to work on the cane fields. She is now the president of the Australian South Sea Islanders Port Jackson Group and hopes Australia can finally have an honest discussion about what happened to her people. She says recognition has been a long time coming.
There were no borders when they brought us in, but, you know, it's definitely a Queensland story, and Pacific Islanders are a significant fabric of this nation.
What's the next step?
Policy that relates directly to the descendants with education, you know, social justice issues that we're facing. We remain marginalised and left outside the ranks, you know. We're not included as a part of Indigenous Australian policy when we've got this strong kinship. So we need to think about what that would look like.
The meeting follows calls from Australian South Sea Islanders in Townsville recently for a statue of renowned blackbirder Robert Townes to be changed to better reflect the region's history. Veteran journalist and human rights advocate Jeff McMullen is calling on Australians to finally recognise what blackbirding really was.
Whether we call it indentured labour akin to slavery, what we really need to focus on is that around about 62,500 people from about 80 islands in the South Pacific were brought here. Some were lured, some were deceived, some were coerced, but in the conditions that they were set to work here, it was akin to slavery.
That's something that Australia has to come to terms with?
Yes, because the truth of our history is most important to understand who we are, the mix of peoples, their contribution to Australian history. As far as I can tell, we're the only British Commonwealth nation that imported whole groups of people in this way, and then at the whim of the federal parliament at that time decided to send them back from where they came. It is shameful, but the importance of the story is not to retrospectively feel guilt. It's to understand where we are now.
Journalist and filmmaker Jeff McMullen, Nance Haxton, our reporter.